This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing in the grains today?
Maybe there's a little bit of optimism as far as the overnight was going. We had corn up 2 to 3 at one point, but then imports were released this morning. Exports were at the low end of expectations for corn, whereas soybeans were pretty much abysmal. So the overnight markets closed with beans in the red and corn up slightly. So I'll tell you what, it's been a rough week. You got to hope that maybe we can at least put some sort of an effort together here going into the weekend, but the sellers have been very active, and we've continued to lose ground, pouring salt in the wound, after seeing pretty rough markets, especially with regards to corn, over the last few weeks here.
Yeah, and for corn right now, it's been a tough run. The past 2 days, seen the March contract lose over 12 cents. It's made new contract lows very close to that $4 mark, which is, a little bit hard to believe, Matt, just when we think about the overall picture and where we were just a little bit ago with corn prices. I say a little bit ago, a year ago or so, but it has been just such a different change.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough pill to swallow. The thing is, though, we've known for several months that we were heading towards, a 2 billion type discussion as far as the stocks go, and so we've tried to kind of get out ahead of it as much as possible. But with that being said, I don't want to quarterback it. It's just we've got to look for the signs in the market to help us make our decisions. And there's no doubt that at this point, things look pretty rough. Now, from the positive side of things, I guess you got to ask yourself, how much of this bearishness from big world and big U.S. stocks is already built into the market? Because there's no question that there's a fair amount of it already into the market.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
March corn up a half cent at 406 and a half. March soybeans down four even at 1143 and three quarters. On the Merck, April live cattle down 2 cents at 186.52. March feeder cattle unchanged at 252.05. April lean hogs up 10 cents at 87.30. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.